Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Riding along on your Tuesday morning.
Chiefs victorious 28-7 last night over the Washington Commanders, or that Washington football team, or as many people still call them, the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
One of my good friends, Brian. He's a huge Washington fan. Dad was military.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Traveled around. Dad was a season ticket holder. Recently passed away, so RIP to him, but he took over the season tickets.
In Washington or Kansas City?
In Kansas City. Okay. So Dad was a huge Chiefs fan. He's a huge Washington fan. And he goes, yeah, it's not going to be a fun night, but I get to see my team at least.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's a good attitude.
It's interesting, though, you say that, because I was watching Mac, and I sent you this video this morning. The first time that Washington came to Arrowhead Stadium, 1992. Think about that. 20 years after the stadium opened was the first time that Washington came here. Madden and Summerall were on the broadcast, and the opening kickoff return by Brian Mitchell. I was like, damn, I wish we had that audio yesterday.
Dang. That's cool.
Yeah, it really was. The first time ever in 1992 that they came here. I had a friend of mine growing up on our street that for whatever reason was a Washington fan. I mean, we were all Giant fans. There was a straggling Jet fan here or there, but my friend was always this Washington fan. And I always look at that Washington football team, and I know they do have a passionate fan base down there in DC, but I also look at that franchise, I'm like, this does nothing for me. Like, that's one of those teams, like, for me, that has always kind of fallen into that category of like the Miami Heat, the Orlando Magic, the Utah Jazz, the Oakland A's, the Marlins, like teams that exist. But is anybody really rooting for these teams?
You know, everybody's got their squad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But that's the way it's always been for me with Washington. And maybe now that they've got new ownership, the last 25 years have been brutal for them, you know, with the way that franchise has been run. And now they're going to get the new stadium in the city and the new ownership and whatnot. So hopefully for them, they can figure things out. But last night, they didn't give up much of a contest in the second half of that game.
No, it was damn near close to a shutout in that game. Do we ever tell the story about the guy that got really upset with us at the Super Bowl?
I think we did.
So
right?
Background
yeah.
story.
In line, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So
yeah.
Friday, you know, our big boss was like, I don't care if you're Radio Row, wear your Chiefs stuff.
We did it every day
yeah,
on Radio
I think that's
Row.
What she yeah. actually said. She's like, every day, let people know that you're from Kansas City.
Right.
So we're like, all right, man, we'll do that because, well, one, you said so. And two, sure, I got a ton of clothes that say the Kansas City Chiefs on it. And so Friday, we go to get our game day for the Super Bowl credentials. Mm-hmm. And some
probably
guy
could have left those.
Yeah, some guy should have got our tickets and direct flight home.
Yes.
And they probably would have won. So some guy cut us in line and he was like, oh, are you guys media? And I was like, yeah, dude.
No,
like,
we're just standing here for our health.
He goes, oh, he had some sort of snide remark like, oh, I thought you guys were just fans.
Yeah, well, I did have the captain's hat on. I was wearing red and yellow beads. I did have a Kansas City Chiefs sweatshirt on at that point in time. Dusty's pretty much had his face painted. I think Max shaved his head and wrote KC on the side.
I think somebody called me Putty while in line. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't that fanned out. But anyways, so that happens. So last night, we're in the press box, and we're getting ready to go down to the media room.
Mm-hmm.
And this little old lady who's part of the, you know, the cooking people, the people bring out the food and stuff, she's, you know, and everybody's hoarded by the elevator.
Of course.
And
yeah.
we're in the hallway.
Right.
And she's like, excuse me. And we move to the side, and I think like Sam McDowell's there. I'm there. Gold's right behind me. Mm-hmm. Logan, who I call Logie Barra. That's his new nickname, by the way. Just full of stats and knowledge. Logie Barra, Logan Weber. And you know, I think the Vahe's there, and she goes through, and everybody's like, yeah, go ahead. And then here comes this weasel, and he tries to squeeze through.
Oh, Teicher was there last night?
No, it wasn't him. This weasel, I think he's from Washington, and he goes through, and he goes right in front of everybody, and he goes towards the elevator, and I literally said, yeah, buddy, go ahead, check it out. And he turns around, and he goes, I was just checking things out. Shut the up.
Oh,
and
no, he did not.
And he didn't even and he didn't even say the F word. He edited himself.
No, he did. Oh, he did. Oh, I thought you were editing.
Oh, yeah. No, he literally didn't say it. So Gold's probably going to go on the air and say that I was a Richard. But I was just my sarcastic self. So yeah, go ahead, buddy. Check it out.
Everybody's waiting in line.
We knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
We knew what you were doing.
You're being a scumbag is what you were doing.
You were trying to pull a quick one.
We've been there before. We've seen this before.
And we go. Then we go down before we get in the locker room. And Sam's like, I looked at Vahe. And he's like, that's why I don't say those things out loud. And I was like, I don't care. I was like, he was in the wrong. And Sam's like, you're not wrong. I was like, told you.
No, I mean, people need to be called out from now on. I love that. I think that's great. You're calling people
Shut
out.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah.
I went, wow, dude. I know you, man. I've seen weasels like
so
you.
So who was it? Do we have a name of this guy? See, that's the thing. These people sometimes in the media, and I don't know, you guys are probably
bro?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You want to fight? Like I think you guys are starting to experience this a little bit more. Maybe you haven't had the kind of interaction yet with some of these folks. These people in the media think they're important, man. Mm-hmm. They really think they're something important. Like the world's going to stop if they're whatever it is that they offer up, you know, it's not out there for the public to consume. And you know how I am. I'm the same way as you are, dude. I'm a rule follower. It bothers me. Like when I see people that are parked in handicapped spots that aren't handicapped, I wish I had an ice pick. I would slash your tires.
Oh, yes.
I mean, like that's to the level that I am with that kind of pettiness behavior. Not that I've ever done that, but that's how I feel. That's the rage inside of me that I need to find a way to calm down probably a little bit. But when everybody's waiting in the queue there to get on the damn elevator to go down and they're holding it for the coaches or the little old lady with the tray of tenders that she's bringing back down or whatever the case may be, get the hell out of the way and follow protocol in that situation, man. Like, you're not important. It's probably some guy who nobody even knows is trying to push his way down because he's going to miss a quote from Andy Reid about something, and then he can look at his email and get it later. But, I mean, seriously, man, have some compassion. Have some human behavior. Like, learn how to be an adult.
Yeah, go ahead, buddy. Check it out. I'm just going to see what the situation was.
What situation? We're waiting in line for an elevator.
That's where I was at, dude. And I know this
situation.
And the other thing is, the other two things I took away that you can't see on TV that I try to bring to people is they were interviewing Kareem Hunt in the locker room.
Yeah.
And Mahomes.
Who was the guy in the pink jacket that was standing next to Kareem Hunt at one point? Like a sharp looking pink jacket, man.
Yeah. And they're interviewing Kareem Hunt after the game. And Mahomes lets out a quick little thing. He goes, You don't need the tush push when you got Kareem Hunt. And I was like, okay.
I love that.
Like little rent free, but also it's a huge topic in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he kind of threw that out there because, you know, they'll do those things where the media kind of swarms up, man. And then, you know, you get an open mic or something like that. And then I know this team's rolling, man.
Yep.
I know this team's rolling. I know they're having fun. And the only reason I know that is the final little snippet of last night is we're going into the podium room where Mahomes, Bolton, Rice, and Andy talked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after one guy starts talking, you can't go in until he's done. So we go in after Andy talks, and it's me and Gold are going up to the third row. Logan sat in the front row, and there's another media member next to us, and then the owner, Clark Hunt, is right there. And there's a couple of seats, and, you know, we're joking with the guy because we know who he is. And we're like, hey, man, like, can you scoot over a little bit? And he scoots over a couple of seats, and Alex and I get over. And then Clark moves over a seat, and I look at Clark Hunt, and I go, hey, man, could you just keep scooting down, please? And, dude, I'm not even kidding. He starts belly laughing, and Gold's like, well, that went better than I thought it was going to go. And I was like, hey, man, if the owner's on high tide right now, could have told me to get lost.
No, I would have done the exact same thing.
Yeah, laughing.
That's good.
And I was going to say, like, what do you, like, own this place? But I was already on house money.
Yeah,
I
house money,
my chips,
yeah.
And just didn't say anything else.
Right.
But the team's rolling. They're having fun. It's good to see. But they know what's coming. They know Buffalo's around the corner. They know this week, Wednesday, they start up practice again. Even Nick Bolton in his press conference, I asked him, I said, you know, this win's fun. I'm not trying to take anything away from it, but we know what's coming. It's Buffalo next week.
Yeah.
When do you guys start getting to that? His exact response was, in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, about 20 minutes. No, and even Mitch on the broadcast at the end last night was like, all right, it's a short week. Let's go. Let's turn this thing around. I kind of like the short week going into Buffalo. I'm not going to lie. I'm really not. I don't like the Monday night games, but I like the week after a Monday night game because it moves so fast, and there really is no time to think about the Buffalo Bills right now for these guys. It's time to just get back to work and move this thing forward and say, all right, we've got the biggest game of the year. It's the only 3:25 game on CBS. I feel sorry for the Fox games that have to go up against this one on Sunday afternoon, but this is now the game of the year. The 5-3 Chiefs against, what are they, 4-2 or something like that? 5-2, the Buffalo Bills.
5-2.
You know, whatnot. Very beatable Buffalo team. I know it's their Super Bowl up there, and it'll get ramped up as the week goes along, but I love that. We got 20 minutes, man. We're going to enjoy this win. We're going to move on. They probably started to enjoy that win once the third quarter was over. You know, last night when I sent you guys the game over text after the Kelce touchdown and whatnot, you can start enjoying that win. And then midnight hit and you watch the last 15 innings of the World Series till 3 a.m. and then you get ready for the Buffalo Bills, right? Did you stay up for that game last night, by the way?
I made it to the 14th.
You made it to the 14th. Wow.
Yeah, and then I rolled over during commercial because I even tweeted. I was like, well, I'll just go ahead and head to work now because I think it was 12. I think it was like 12:30 in the 14th inning.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go right to sleep when you get home.
No, you can't.
And I got home about, around like 11:45.
Yeah.
And
that's not bad.
It wasn't bad.
That's not bad. It was a quick game last night, too.
It was.
Even Buck was talking about it, like, fast moving. Shut up, Joe. You've done baseball before. Don't jinx this thing.
Well, what? There was maybe one penalty in the first half, and there were zero punts. Yeah. So, I mean, there's not going to be a lot of time wasted in that first half. But it was yeah, I mean, 18 innings, that's nuts.
It's nuts. And then Ohtani gets on base 9 times last night.
Well, he just kept walking.
I mean, I've never seen anything like 9 times on base in one game.
9 times.
And then, of course, Freddie Freeman hits the walk-off home run.
Like, I watched that last night when they had, I think it was the 13th inning, leadoff double.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there was somehow the guy got to third, and then they intentionally walked Ohtani. Think about this. This is how good the Dodgers are. They intentionally walk Ohtani. They intentionally walk Mookie Betts just to pitch to Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But pick your poison at that point in time.
It's like,
right?
I'm not letting this guy beat me because Ohtani hit 2 home runs last night. Right. I wanted to tie it. And that was bleeding into the locker room because somebody had brought it up to Mahomes. Like, you see what Ohtani did? He's like, hey, tied it again, 2 home runs. Like, okay. And he's locked into the game. Yeah. They're all sports nerds. And, yeah, you get home and you're like, man, this team is so good that – you're walking an MVP to pitch to an MVP.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild, man. I wish I would have found that game early. I had no idea, obviously, it was going. I was caught up in the Chiefs game. And then I had my play on Underdog last night, right? I took the Sports Equinox play last night.
Bobby Bad Beats.
Is this considered a bad beat? I think it probably is, right? So the Sports Equinox, you know, play that they had on Underdog last night.
You basically had suited connectors, and the flop came out. Let's say you had 2 hearts in your hand, and the flop came out heart, and you had 18 outs to hit one more heart, and you couldn't hit.
And
that
I couldn't hit that heart because last night I had $5 entry to win $307.50, right? And they did because yesterday was a Sports Equinox, and I added in Travis Kelce higher than 41.5 receiving yards into that,
hit
right?
That on 2 receptions,
yeah, exactly. So I had Kelce higher than 41.5 receiving yards, check. Patrick Mahomes higher than 2.5 touchdown passes, right? Got that in check. Smash. I'm thinking, all right, that's pretty good. And I thought to myself, all right, what are we going to do here? What's going to be the one that kind of gets me? I got Shohei Ohtani higher than 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs.
Boom.
Nailed that. Sidney Crosby higher than 0.5 a goal. Nailed that.
Let's
one.
Go.
Sid the Kid, baby.
And then the game of the night. NBA, Denver at Minnesota.
Jokic,
54.5 points, rebounds, and assists combined.
53.5.
54.
Oh.
You had 54.5?
I had 54.5. You
BBL,
had one.
Stinky.
I mean, 5 to win 307, and I, son of a gun.
Dang it.
And I'm watching Jokic last night in the second half. And my wife finally goes, turn it off, go to bed, wake up. It'll be a nice surprise if you win. And I'm like, okay, cool. I went to bed. I woke up 54. This was 54.5. Son of a gun.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Jen, this was not a nice surprise.
No, but it was like, oh, man, I'm watching the NBA. The World Series is on, and I'm watching the NBA.
And the blinds.
The blinds open late,
blinds
dude.
Open, man.
Hey, money speaks,
that's
man.
Exactly right.
But five to win, 307, man.
What a bet.
Yeah.
I was right there, dude.
It was right there.
Damn.
This segment brought to you by JT Tillery. That's not JT Tillery.
Jerry Tillery?
Jerry Tillery.
Jerry
Tillery? Yeah. He would have hit the under on that. He would have known. Right?
Jerry Tillery?
Yeah, he's
the guy that plays for the
defensive
Chiefs.
Defensive lineman for the Chiefs?
Yeah, no, he's still clean.
What? Who the hell are you talking about?
Never heard of him.
What is going on?
We're on about 2 hours of sleep.
You sound like Terry Bradshaw, man.
Text me, America. Text me about pigs.
Play the Bradshaw. Dusty or Bradshaw.
That'd be a fun bit.
I play it. Unless the computers are busted.
No, they're here. But the thing that I would worry about
more so is the other day I text Andy Reid, and I got a text back, and I thought it was Andy Reid, but it's some guy selling pigs. But I sounded good. I should have told y'all that, so y'all would have thought I actually talked to Andy Reid, but I didn't.
I wish you could see the people behind the cameras.
That's right.
That's great.
Let me tell you about that guy, Tillery.
You know,
another thing, Marsh.
Bradshaw or Likens. That's what you said, the pullout game.
What the hell was that?
The hell you were talking about, Jerry Tillery?
Like, he's on the team. I don't know that we've mentioned his name for the first 8 games.
Hey, he played last night.
He did.
He was there.
Hey, I'm gonna need you guys to shut up. We're in the library. Quick side note. I apologize to JT Tillery.
Mm-hmm.
That's my bad.
I mean, who?
I don't know who JT Tillery is.
Making up this way. What the hell did I do?
Jerry Tillery is.
I created a character in Madden last night because the Chiefs need defensive line help, so I created JT Tillery. Shout out to Jason Tillery, you know? Jason Terry, Nixon 5.
That's who it was.
Yeah. The Jet. All right, welcome to the library, boys. As we get closer and closer to Halloween, bigger monster to fear. Those Denver Broncos... Those Buffalo Bills.
I'm struggling with Denver. Mm. I don't think they're good.
I think you're struggling with your voice volume.
I know. And you're struggling with your glasses or Binkley's?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. How's that Tupperware?
I think they're JT Tillery's.
Okay. They're Tillery's. And is Kilgore practicing today?
Sir, this is a quiet place.
I have the original question on my Apple Music, and it popped up the other day when I was just kind of going through, yeah. And it's like, congratulations on your 300th win. Is Jerry Tillery practicing today? I don't know what to make of Denver, so I'm going to say Buffalo right now, but I'm not scared of Buffalo either. Denver's like the Chiefs were last year, but you knew the Chiefs were a championship team. Is Denver going to be able to do this when they're playing legit teams, or are they going to continue to beat up and win games against, you know, subpar teams? We'll know in 2 weeks.
Well, I think about last night.
Lighter, please.
Sorry? Okay. I think about last night and who would have capitalized more off of the slow start and mistakes that the Chiefs started with in the first quarter. That's Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, so I'm going to have to answer them.
They're a scary monster. I don't know whose prescription this is, but I am in a different world.
Yeah, you got to take those off. You're going to ruin your eyes. I mean, you look terrible, too. I mean, you look like a science teacher. I can't even look at you.
Men's wieners. You're not going to have to look at me because you're being kicked out of the effing library. I'm going to bring that Washington beat writer here to tell you to shut the up.
He edited himself.
He edited himself.
Shut the up.
I told you it was a story.
So funny.
All right. If I can read this. More interesting read on the season. Those Patriots in New England or those Colts in Indianapolis?
For me, it's the Patriots.
Because what season is it? Is it 2008 again?
Yeah,
Patriots, the Colts.
Yeah, I know, right? The Manning, Steelers. Brady, the Steelers, like all of these teams, right? No, it's I can't do this. It's the Patriots right to me. Here. That's a good read. It is. The Indianapolis Colts, I don't know. I kind of don't like the owner being down on the sideline. You know, I'm not interested in that. I'm going to go to New England. It's interesting,
please,
man.
Please keep your voice down.
Thank you, Jay.
tell you something about voice acting.
More interesting, it's the Colts.
You do not have to follow his lead.
I was in on the Patriots, so more interesting, yeah. Colts, I did not expect this.
I was in too, I wasn't this in.
No, that's fair, yeah.
MVP candidate they're talking about now with Drake May.
Mm-hmm. Not happening. Okay, no. Where are we at here?
I know it's not happening, but it's still like wild to see that he's like, what, third in the MVP voting right now in the odds?
It's not happening. It's not happening. Bigger wild card threat, Bills or the Chargers?
Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
You know, Chargers beat you. Got to worry about those Bolts.
Different team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Bigger false prophet, Cam Ward, Caleb Williams?
I'm going Caleb.
Yep.
Cam hasn't enough time yet, and he's getting a new coach. And he's already got a second coach, and he's played 8 games. Too early for Cam Ward. Caleb Williams, you're out.
You're on your second one, or you're out.
Yeah, way too early for Cam Ward. Having my first real thoughts about if Caleb will be able to reach the ceilings that I had him at, which are high.
The ceiling is the roof. All right. Since MVPs go to quarterbacks, who's the best side character of the season so far? Christian McCaffrey or Jonathan Taylor?
Oh, it's Jonathan Taylor.
Think so. Yeah, he's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Historic numbers.
But Christian McCaffrey's carrying an entire organization
right now.
But so is Jonathan Taylor. I mean, how good are the Colts without him, right?
You know, Christian McCaffrey's dad played for Denver.
Mm-hmm. And the Giants.
And his brother plays for Washington. Pretty good game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Luke was good.
Yeah, had a couple nice plays last night. Yeah.
It's in the...
Jen thought he was hot.
Well.
Better looking than Christian McCaffrey, she said. She goes, whoa. I've always liked Ed. Yeah, yeah. I mean, and Christian's a good looking dude.
That's a high bar. Yeah, that's a good looking man.
Yeah.
That's a hot take. That is the library. On a Tuesday. Wow, these things are strong. You can check out all that video coverage there on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, all those things. You can be in the library every single Tuesday, or you can be in the show mm-hmm. every single week. So, yeah, man, big week coming up. It's Buffalo. Mm-hmm. No time to hide about it. Are we over Washington game? Do you want to continue talking about it? Or are we moving on?
Yeah, it's time for Buffalo, right? I think that's. Yeah. I mean, we can celebrate this game all day.
Sure.
You know, obviously, celebrating more the fact that. Is he still not thinking they're back? Like, are there people still out there questioning whether or not this team is who they are and where they are and what they're doing right now? You're seeing...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe the best complete team of the Patrick Mahomes era right now.
It's a fun thing to watch, that's for sure. If you didn't have fun watching that one last night, then, man, you're going to be on pins and needles this next Sunday at 3:25. It's Romo and Nance. It's Allen and Mahomes. And we get to continue to talk about everything that is beginning the season that begins now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.